All right, we have a great episode of Side Retired today. It is Dylan and Nico as always, and today we're going to be joined by a very special guest. So Nico, let's hit the intro music and get right into this. Hello and welcome to today's edition of Side Retired. It is Dylan Campione and Nico Fernandez as always. And Nico, before we introduce our guest, how you doing?
Good, bro. College baseball's in the full swing, and we love to have some college baseball people on and just learn how that side of baseball lives. So happy to be on.
Absolutely. It's always a blast talking college baseball. So today we are joined by the head operations student manager of Penn State Baseball, Shannon O'Neill. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. So the first question we always like to ask all of our guests who might not know our guest story is sort of what's your baseball journey? How's it started and where are you now?
For sure. Yeah. So I started, didn't really play softball much, but I was a little sister of a baseball player. So kind of got dragged around to all the tournaments, all the games. And I got to a point where I was like, I don't love this. So I was like, I'm just gonna start paying attention and I'm gonna start figuring out like why so many people like this. Why is it America's pastime? So I started paying attention. And then when I got to college after my freshman year, my mom actually sent me the tweet that said that the Penn State Manager program was hiring. And I was like, why not? In the spirit of getting involved in college, I was like, what's the worst thing that could happen? So I applied, ended up being hired in, at the time it was administration. And now we've changed it into operations. And my main job with the team is kind of do all of the planning. So I do our travel itineraries, practice schedules, help a little bit with scheduling recruit visits. I also do a lot of team meals, team events, soccer and nutrition station, pretty much anything that involves planning, me and my team do. And just a little bit about our manager program here at Penn State, because I certainly would not be in this position without them. We have 37 managers now across six departments, which is added to six recently. So it's operations, media, data, video and scouting on field, and we just added a recruiting department. So we have different people in all of those. And it's a really, really great program. And we're just growing more and more, hoping. I mean, 40 is crazy, but you know what? Maybe next year we'll have one for every player, which that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, 37 managers is a ton. Like, right when you said 37, I was like taken aback. I'm like, dang, that many? That's crazy.
Yeah. Last year we ended the year with 25. And so this year, every department has one or two heads. So over the summer, we had a couple of staff changes. We had a few like coaching changes. So our director of operations, when we got our new coach, he was like, yo, Gambino's in. He loves student managers. He's happy to have you guys. So we started building that on the side. And so we made heads of every single department, and then everybody was just kind of in charge of hiring people. Of course, we had a few people come back, but we really kind of tripled in size. I think we had like 11 returning, maybe like 11 or 12 returning, and everybody just went crazy, hired a bunch of people, which is great. We need everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. How do like those departments, again, like six different departments, how do you guys like interact with each other like day in, day out?
Well, obviously some departments interact more with each other. Like data and video and scouting really go hand in hand. Like they have their heads and our director of operations and a lot of the coaches will have meetings together a few times a week to go over, scouting reports, video, things like that. But then like we try in our weekly meetings every week to figure out like how can we collaborate between departments this week. So sometimes it'll be like I'm helping our on-field person figure out how to like what's their schedule, how are they scheduling people for practice, or video and scouting like needs help from someone from data, like they need something from TrackMan. Like there are ways that it kind of clearly goes together, but our Dobo Jake Stone always tells us, he's like, you get in what you like, you get out of it what you put into it. So really, if you try to go into all of the different departments, you try something from everything, you just get the best all around experience.
Absolutely. I was thinking here at Georgetown when we have two student managers and probably 10 data analysts that we were doing pretty good on staffing, but I guess not when it can be considered against other schools. But here we are.
Yeah. Well, so we ask our managers, we give them priority scheduling when they start off. So we ask everybody, practices, we usually like to start around 2, 2:30. So we say, given priority scheduling, please try your absolute best. Obviously, there's going to be certain things like a lot of our data analysts, there is one single data science class that they have to take at a certain point, and it always conflicts with practice. So we tell them, like, try to figure that out. But most of the time, like for me, I'll go to class like 9 to 1 usually. I also only have class Tuesdays and Thursdays because I knew midweeks on Wednesdays, games on Fridays, travel on Fridays and Mondays. I was like, I don't want to deal with class. So I just scheduled Tuesday, Thursday. So for most of us, it's, go to class, we'll come right to the field. We always like have lunch together in the lounge and then kind of start getting ready for practice. And it'll be different for everybody. Obviously, our on-field team sets up practice, so they go a little bit earlier. Video and scouting, they have to record practice, do like tag the pens and whatnot, so they have to be there a little bit earlier. But basically, go to class, come to baseball, and that's it's a life, really.
It seems like a good week to me. I mean, baseball in class. I mean, I'd take that.
Oh yeah, it's great.
How's kind of like the difference you would say, especially like in your role, from like the fall where kind of everything's a lot more chill, everything's kind of in-house, to when you get more towards spring where again, traveling almost every weekend, midweeks. How does it, obviously, I would think it gets a lot more busy, but like how are like the differences between those two seasons?
For sure. So for me, the fall is really, it's a lot more chill, but there's a lot more planning. So we, at least this year, we tried to have like all of our travel itineraries done before Christmas. And like, it's a little difficult because like we have most of our games, but for the most part, we kind of have to look at old schedules to see like, okay, Illinois usually has games 5 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday, and we will plan our itinerary around that. But then in the spring, that's when everything is actually set, and that's when you have to change everything because everything ends up changing. But I know, like, for the on-field, they are much busier in the fall because that's when all of our practices are. It's when our practices are, indies are, inter squads. And then when we come back in the spring, it's a lot more chill because obviously, we're playing games. There's not much to do on field except actually playing, which they don't do. But depending on the department, it definitely changes how busy you are throughout the year. It kind of stemmed from like, I know in past years it's been very, very hectic. I mean, the people that taught me how to do my job are absolutely incredible. But like in past years, like we had a schedule, but didn't like super stick to it. We had like an itinerary plan, didn't like really stick to it. But now, again, with the new coaching staff, they're like, no, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. Things obviously change here and there. Like, they maybe want to bump up leaving the hotel to go to a game 20 minutes early because of traffic. But for the most part, like, I'm very, very thankful that when I tell them we're leaving, we're leaving.
Oh, I love that. Well, sort of following in that direction, that it seems like over your 3 years here so far at Penn State, you've obviously grown in your role, starting out from a regular analyst now to sort of the manager role. How has that process been? What's been the extra workload like? And sort of maybe if there's someone at Penn State right now that's a freshman that just joined the team and wants to eventually follow in your footsteps and be that manager once you've graduated, what have been your steps and what would you advise to someone in that position?
Yeah, for sure. I would say the main thing is I just spend so much time here. Like last year, so my freshman year, I wasn't a manager, but I came to every single home game at Medler, minus like one or two. But like I knew the players, I knew the stats, like I knew everything about this team coming into it. And when I interviewed, they were like, what do you know about Penn State baseball? And I said, oh, let me tell you. And so I would say for someone that is either looking to get involved or is looking to have like more of a role on our team, I would say like just be there, just be around, show up. Honestly, listening and learning is the best thing that you can possibly do. I don't know so many things, and I will happily say that I do not know most things that go on. But just like sitting in meetings, sitting in like scouting meetings, sitting in on like data meetings, whatever, and just kind of absorbing that information and learning as you go, I think is probably one of the best practices.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure as you've like had the years there and you've gotten more in with the baseball team, you've for sure developed a lot of relationships. How's kind of that relationship that you have with the baseball team as you've grown and been like a bigger part of it? How has that like evolved from maybe earlier years?
Yeah, so when I started here, I knew who the players were. None of them knew who I was. Like it was just kind of like my like head manager last year, her name was Kate. So it would just kind of be like Kate and that blonde one. Like no one knew who I was. And then like as I started being there more, obviously like Jake, our director of operations, started learning me more. Coaching staff started learning who I was, and like the players started learning who I was. And now, like, I literally will text them and I'll just be like, "Hey, what do you want to eat on the road?" Or I go to them all the time. I used to be like, I don't know what they're gonna want. Are they gonna like this? I don't want that. I don't want them to hate it and then for them to like hate me because that makes my job really hard. And now I'm just like, can't please everybody, but I can try. So now it's definitely a much more open relationship that I have with the guys. I'm not afraid to ask how they feel about things. I want their input. And they're like, "Oh, it like sometimes it was good." And I'm like, "I wouldn't be asking for your opinion if I didn't want it. Like, if the food was bad, the food was bad." So I think, yeah, that's kind of how my relationship with them goes.
I've learned that from being around our team. Buffalo Wild Wings is a big fan favorite on the team. I don't know if that's just a Georgetown thing. And then Chili's is a big favorite, but those are also pretty local here, so that might be why.
Yeah.
At least in
They
Buffalo Wild.
love.
There's one near, well, it's
No,
near
they're
our
national
stadium. I
chains.
know, but there's one like right near our
Yeah.
stadium, so it like literally comes in hot, which is why they love
Yeah.
that aspect of it.
We always, whenever we go to West Virginia, I kid you not, across the street from Monongalia is a Buffalo Wild Wings. So whenever the team goes there, they always get Buffalo Wild Wings. Our guys are huge. I don't know if you guys know what Roots is. It's basically like healthy Chipotle, like this kind of like bowl style. Our guys love Roots. So that's a big one. We're actually getting that tomorrow before we leave for North Carolina. They really like the Panera hot sandwiches, I've heard. Not the breakfast sandwiches, like the barbecue chicken, which was a very strange one. Huge, huge barbecue guys. We always like last meal of the series, we have like a theme usually. Last year was barbecue and they always loved it. But those are like the big things that they really, really like. And of course, like, Italian, that's always a hit.
Always a good go-to. Yeah, but I
Always a
gotta ask,
hit.
went to West Virginia. You talked a little bit about that. Do you have a favorite place that you've gone to?
Well, so we were just in at Stanford this past weekend. So
Hard to beat that.
that was really nice. The weather, we were on the plane and I got like a weather channel alert that it was snowing. And then we stepped off and I just started sweating. And I said, I was like, I'm already so happy. This is so nice. And then we got to the field and I was like, there's sun, there's palm trees. Said, I got sunburned. It was so nice. It was also gorgeous campus. Palo Alto is incredible. The one day we took like a little girls' trip up to San Francisco. We saw like the Golden Gate Bridge. We saw the Full House houses. So overall, it was a very fun sightseeing trip, but it was absolutely gorgeous.
Now I'm jealous. But other than that, I know you just mentioned that you did a little girls trip, and I did see some on the Penn State baseball page. There's a lot of female student managers associated with Penn State, and that's obviously a really cool thing to talk about. So wanted to address that, as I know baseball is one of those sports that's very male dominated, whether it's the players and the coaching staff and everything like that. But what does it mean to basically be a woman breaking into the baseball industry?
Yeah, we kind of make the joke. Our girls are the ones that get the stuff done. My operations team is all female. Our media team is all female. We have our head on field manager is also a girl, Dom. She is incredible. She's our most tenured manager now. She's been here for 3 years and she is just absolutely incredible. And I think for us, no one sees it like that here. No one's like, oh, like they're great because they're a girl. Like they're great and they are a girl. Like me personally, like I grew up, my family was very, very supportive. And when I said I wanted to go into baseball, they were very, very supportive of it. So I think that here, what we're doing, having girls part of the program and being such big, prominent figures is really, really great because I know girls that are at other schools that are managers at other schools that they aren't even allowed to say that they're a student manager because the coach doesn't want a girl student manager. So I think that we're doing really, really good things here. And I'm really, really proud to say that I'm a part of the team.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, we have three fun questions to throw at you to change the mood here a little bit that are
Oh boy.
tangential slash fun to baseball to wrap things up if you're game for them.
Of course.
So the first one's pretty straightforward, but it could be hard at times. That is your favorite moment that you've had with Penn State baseball.
Again, I'm going to actually throw it back to this past weekend. After we beat Stanford on Saturday, I think we had like a 3 minute bus ride back to our hotel. It was like 0.2 miles, but we were blasting Kerncraft 500, you know, like our football team's like Zombie Nation. We are blasting that on the drive back. And it was so great to see these guys like during when they play, they're so serious. They have their little fun moments. They have their fun moments, you know, they all have a character to them. But seeing them all, honestly, as a team, seeing them all so happy that we just won, it was so much fun. And also, you know, you can't not have a good time when Kerncraft 500 is playing. So
Yeah, absolutely. If we had a good football team, we would have something to do, but sadly we don't. We don't have the whiteouts that Penn State has. So we kind of just,
Oh,
hope.
it's an experience. It's certainly an
I've heard.
experience.
Is it all it's cracked up to be, like going the whiteout game?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I
I've
would.
been my family's a Penn State family, so I don't even know how many whiteouts I've been to, but it's crazy. Everybody that I know that has ever gone to a whiteout, they're like, "Oh, it's not going to be that great." And then they leave and they say, "Oh, no. It was. It was even better."
Making me jealous because
Don't worry, Nico. We're gonna get Cooper Field in our 300 max capacity at that stadium, just
Yeah, it'd be
rocking at some
rocking.
point.
When we play Harvard, it just gets rocking when we lose by 50.
Okay.
Second question we got for you, my favorite question. Obviously, you didn't play baseball, but if you did, what would be your walk-up song?
Oh, Bright Lights, Bigger City by CeeLo Green. 1,000%.
I
See,
love
the
it.
confidence in that. It's the Oh,
confidence.
100%.
You have to have
I
confidence
don't.
in yourself.
I put far too much thought into that. Like,
Oh, sorry.
so much thought into it. I when I play it when I'm like walking to class sometimes, and I'm just like, yeah. I get a little pep in my step when I'm just going to, you know, stat class.
Love it.
Yeah,
Countless hours
me
have been spent.
yeah, me and Dylan, we're on club baseball, and we get to do walk-up songs for like our home games. And I send Dylan like seven songs. And I'm like, Dylan, I like these seven. I'm analyzing them, like, okay, how is it from where it starts? How is it like in 15 seconds? Like, is it gonna be like
But you
if
also have to think about it. I was
we
talking with one of our guys, and he was like, you need to think about it. Like, how does it sound with your name? I was like,
That
that
was a
is
very good point.
something I've never thought of. Like, that's something I've never thought of.
No, because there has to be like a lull of when they announce the name and it builds up to as soon as they finish. That's a big.
You gotta pick the right time to start it, and you only get the 20
The
seconds.
time's
So,
essential. The time's the most essential.
for
That's,
sure.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we always play in Cary, North Carolina to like start our series off. And our guys were saying, like, you know, we want our walk-up songs. I had no clue how to like download the music to my computer because they all started at different times. So similarly, in our room the one night, like midnight, I was blasting them from my computer, holding my phone at the like speaker of my computer and just playing it into my phone into a voice memo. And then I plugged my phone into the computer, into like the sound computer at the USA Baseball Complex, and I would just start it. And I was asking the guys, I was like, oh, did you like your walk-ups? And they said, the sound quality is terrible.
I
I
can
was like, well,
give you so
we
much effort
tried.
on that. I did it for my high school. If you need help on it again, I could definitely help you out.
I might take you up on that one.
Oh, I love it. Well, the third question we have for you, sort of an appreciation for hopping on the podcast. We let our guests dictate a little bit of the future. And if you'd like to shout out someone either at Penn State with you or somewhere else in your journey, you think would be a cool next person to have on the show? That's always the toughest question we end up realizing.
Yeah, super tough.
That is a tough question.
Just put them on the spot. You're like, yeah, think of a good person to
Yeah. Well, I know because I know so many people, and I know especially so many like student managers that, oh,
And of course, now when people listen to this, they're going to yell at you for not thinking of them first. And
yeah, they're just
yeah.
putting on the
Well, because
pressure.
I can't be biased. I can't be biased and say someone from Penn State. I'm gonna say, so I went to the MLB's Take the Field conference at the winter meetings. I met a girl. She was a student manager for Ole Miss, actually. She's now with the Mets organization. Her name is Chloe Walker. Incredible. So incredibly knowledgeable about baseball and even like player development and coaching. So I would say, I'm going to say Chloe. Yeah. If she wants to yell at me for that, she can yell at me for that. But luckily her. She's another really, really good female in baseball story, especially. I mean, it's Ole Miss baseball. You can't, it's a classic.
Very true.
I love
Well, we've had a blast getting to talk to you, so I'm sure that anyone that you recommend and send our way is going to be a perfect next guest to have on. But Nico, unless there's anything else you have to throw in here.
it. I'm good to go, bro. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me. I had a great time.
Awesome. Absolutely. So for Dylan, Nico, and Shannon, until the next time, the side is retired.